Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says she urged Justin Trudeau to listen to the growing opposition to the carbon tax. Smith met with Prime Minister in Calgary earlier today. Seven premiers have publicly called on him to cancel the next increase due to take effect days from now.
He could achieve a win if he listened to the growing calls against the carbon tax and reversed his decision to increase the tax, which will amount to about a 23% increase on April 1st.
Smith says the current problems with inflation, affordability, and high interest rates mean now is not the time to raise the tax. But Trudeau pointed to the carbon tax rebate. He says 80% of Canadian families will get more from the rebate than they'll pay in the tax. A Commons committee heard from one of the owners of GC Strategies today. It's the company contracted to develop Ottawa's ArriveCan app. A recent Auditor General report concluded the federal government overpaid for the app. Rafi Bujikanian has more on today's testy exchange.
The committee informed each of these representatives that we were criminals.
Christian Firth did not keep his opinion to himself about how he's been treated by the parliamentary committee, and some members, like Conservative Michael Barrett, responded in kind.
You lied about meeting government officials. Has the RCMP contacted you about ArriveCan?
No, they have not.
The Mounties have said they are looking into complaints from a subcontractor that worked with Firth's company, GC Strategies. It was the federal government's main contractor on ArriveCan. The pandemic-era app was supposed to cost $80,000, but earlier this year, Canada's Auditor General said Firth's firm charged $19 million alone. Firth disputed that number, saying GC billed $11 million, but he would not say which officials he met before his company got the contract, citing the potential RCMP probe. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
YouTube has censored a CBC documentary at the request of the Indian government. The story, produced by the Fifth Estate, deals with the killing of BC Sikh activist Hardeep Singh Nijjar. He was a proponent of an independent Sikh state and was considered a terrorist by the Modi government. YouTube says it has complied with the order from Indian officials to block the video from being seen in that country. The United States House of Representatives has passed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok. Lawmakers are concerned about the parent company's ties to the Chinese government and the security of American users' data. The bill still faces an uncertain path in the Senate. Richard Madden has the details.
The rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
In an overwhelming bipartisan majority, lawmakers in the House of Representatives voted to ban the wildly popular social media app TikTok in the U.S. unless it divests itself from its Chinese-owned parent company within 6 months. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the law will protect American users from being spied upon by Chinese intelligence.
TikTok is a threat to our national security because it is owned by ByteDance, which does the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party. We know this because ByteDance leadership says so and because Chinese law requires it.
The controversial bill now moves to the Senate, where its fate is unclear. TikTok is aggressively expanding its lobbying efforts there, warning of the impact to its 170 million users, including its content creators who earn a living from their posts. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case has dismissed some of the charges against Donald Trump and other defendants. The quashed charges include soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. Among those, two charges stemming from that infamous phone call Trump made to Georgia's Secretary of State. During that call, the outgoing president pressured Brad Raffensperger to find more votes for him. Many other counts in the indictment, though, will remain. And the judge ruled prosecutors can file new indictments on the charges he dismissed today. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.